When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my darling husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. That's me. That's me.
Yeah.
That is me. Right, let's get this over with. I'm going out. Going out after this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you actually are.
I'm actually going out.
Oh, you're fully blown on the lash today.
I am. I'm on the lash. Let's wrap this up.
We're sat here. It's bloody 5 to 11. Dry as out. I've only had one coffee.
Dry as out?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what I meant by that. Usually,
I thought that was a sexual reference.
No, well, mate, come on. How is a bit dry?
Also,
life's a bit unexciting at the minute. Two kids. Who's moist with two kids?
Oh,
knocking around the house.
Oh, God.
We're having, Christopher.
That's a t-shirt.
We haven't even started.
That's a slogan.
Right, ring the... Somebody email the management. Merch.
Yeah. If the merch guys are listening, that's another t-shirt for
what
you.
What did I say? Who's moist with two kids running around?
Horrendous.
It's true.
Absolutely horrendous.
Dry as a dog's bone.
Stop it. You've gone mucky. The past 2 weeks you've gone mucky and I don't like it.
This is where I release, which is so strange because so many people listen to this, but this is my release. Yeah. I'm not like this all the time.
No, you're not.
People meet this and they're like, think, oh, I'm really shit in real life.
We were talking the other day, weren't we, about how you're not actually as stupid as you come across on the podcast, but you're very relaxed and you just let your guard down on
That's
here.
What we were, yeah. Because we are chatting in our house and you're my husband and I'm really relaxed. I just kind of switch off a little bit during the chat. So I say, when I listen to it back, I'm like, oh, you moron. And I'm not like that massively.
Yeah, but I get to pick up on it. It's really fun.
You do.
I get to be a little sniper and pick up on it.
Anyway.
But you did say one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life this week, and I've written it down. I'm going to talk about it later.
Oh, hey.
So there we
can't
go.
Can't wait. Where was I? What time was it? Was I pissed?
Yes.
Was I pissed?
It was midnight on Saturday. You were pissed, but it was.
Oh, I was really pissed on Saturday.
It sobered me up. It was that stupid. It sobered me up. It was one of the stupidest things. I'll tell you later. Don't worry. We've got all that coming up, folks, after Kaiser Chiefs.
Tune in.
Just joking. There's no music.
Taylor Swift's coming up. She's not.
No, Kaiser Chiefs. Neither. Anyway, guys, it's episode 118. We hope you're all good out there. It bloody is. One more than last week. Can you believe it?
Fucking hell!
Guys, thank you so much for listening. You know, we say it every week. We absolutely love you. Thank you for coming back and listening to our utter drivel and bullshit every single week. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Yeah.
This week's sponsor is...
Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find.
What the fuck's happening?
Sorry, they've done a remix. I think I've got a problem. Right. I had to sing that there. I actually had
it was
to
awful.
Sing it.
You glazed over and looked into the middle distance. You were gone for a moment. I think you're in another dimension.
Do you know, lockdown has broke me.
Yeah, it's broke a lot of people.
My jaw still hurts all the time.
Yeah.
And I have to... Anyway, let's carry on. Listen. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. They've done a remix of that, so that's one of my favourite songs ever. They've remixed
God.
It on TikTok.
No one gives a fuck.
I know.
The sponsor is banging on the door here, fuming. I'm losing money hand over fist here. Were you fannying on about what the hell's going on? You rein yourself in now.
I'm happy, you know, today.
Why have I got to suffer when you're happy? Eh? Anyone else out there? Does anyone else out there, when their partner's really chuffed and in a great mood, do they perpetuate that by annoying the fuck out of you? because she does with me, and it's doing me nothing. Listen,
just quickly. I hope that dickhead who said to me that I haven't. We need to talk about this later on.
What?
I hope that dickhead on Instagram, all of the dickheads on Instagram who say that I'm horrible to you. I hope they're listening to this right now, because they clearly don't listen to this fucking podcast. Because you're horrible to me. I want to talk about that after this.
Say that you're horrible to me on your Instagram.
Have you not seen it? I knew you didn't look at my Instagram. You lying piece of shit.
Oh no, I don't look at your comments. I don't look at anyone's comments.
Right, listen, we'll chat about that after this. Come on, hurry up with your stupid sponsor that only takes up time and actually costs more money.
Wow.
Costs more listeners, because they've signed out of this now.
Comedy costs money and waste time, does it? Well, the arts are dead.
I didn't want to enter this profession. Eh? It got thrust upon us.
Don't call it a profession. Don't say thrust. You've already said moist and release and all kinds of other awful words. Pack it in. Listen.
Oh, people are going to be shagging on the streets listening
to this. Week's sponsor
I'm sorry. I'm excited.
This week's sponsor is the gut-wrenching, horrendous, nauseating feeling you get when you accidentally touch the soft bit on the top of a baby's head.
Oh, the fontanelle. You hear the fontanelle.
Makes us want to be sick. Sometimes you can see his heartbeat through it, and I want to rip my eyes out.
That's how you know he's dehydrated.
Really?
Needs a bit of water.
Fucking some milk. Horrific.
Yeah, awful.
Sometimes, and Robin will like touch his head, and I go like, don't touch his head. Horrific. Honestly, get them all a helmet.
It'll close up soon.
Get baby helmets. Bring them out. Put the helmet on until it's closed. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's something that could really, if something went through that, it would
like
really
Robin. Like Robin is the roughest kid. I'm constantly terrified. But sometimes I go, "Hi, Rafe, baby," and I'll touch his little head and I'll move his hair out of the way, and then my hand dipped and I go, and my legs go numb. Fucking. Oh.
It is when it pulses that.
Ban them. Get them. Someone get on the government. Get them banned. Let's get this
Why
sorted,
don't eh? when they're in the womb, just have go surgery, Keol, hire you a little plate in there.
I mean,
little metal plate.
Childbirth's not horrible enough.
True.
Oh, come on, okay.
Listen, I'd do anything for an extra hospital stay.
Oh, don't even get back onto that. Stop it.
Right. Catheter aside, okay. Yeah. People
raging about that catheter.
I know they were. I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean it in that kind of way. It was very much in jest, but you know.
What you meant was she's a lazy pig and she doesn't like getting up to go to the toilet.
I felt like I was the butt of the joke.
If I could carry you to the toilet, you'd be buzzing, wouldn't you? You lazy, horrible.
I wouldn't be buzzing for you to carry us to the toilet. What I would be buzzing is if the hospital said to me, 2 weeks before my due date, if the hospital said, Mrs. Ramsey, you need to go on bed rest, and the hospital, I'd go, let me pack my bag, sir.
So it is. This might be the longest interview we've ever done.
I know. Who gives a shit?
Before I kick right off.
Right. Oh, you don't want to see him kick off. He's an arsehole. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Right, here's the jingle.
Go outside and tuck really loud or something. That's about as far as it
goes. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Lovely to have you back, as always. I want to start off with a really quick question to you, Christopher.
Yes.
We're doing the bedroom out at the minute, doing our master suite.
Yes.
One question, right? Coffee machine in the bedroom, genius or pointless?
Pointless. Right. Lazy. It's not a fucking hotel. You're not confined to your room.
Why do you hate a bedroom? What's happened to you in your childhood? Hate your bedroom. What's happened?
Well, we talked about this before, didn't we? When you got your little laptop, blooming bed laptop stand, and you just stayed in the bed all day. You would get up, roll over.
I've solved it.
What have you solved?
I know why you are not bothered about your bedroom.
Right, why?
Because it always goes back to this. I
shared a bedroom and now I've got my own bedroom. Listen, dickhead, share a bedroom now with me and we're not putting a fucking coffee machine in it.
Right? I am, so what are you going to do?
Next, you'll want a fucking George Foreman grill in there, a sink, a toilet. It'll be like a student fucking hall.
Listen, I'll be boiling pasta in that kettle before you can stop us.
God.
No, this is the thing. It was my sanctuary, my bedroom, when my other sibling was out.
Right, okay.
And now, you know, yeah.
You've got a full house. You've got a house.
I don't like going downstairs for a coffee. I want to have it in my bedroom. I'll get the cheaper version of the one
you'll
that
get nothing.
Got.
You'll get nothing.
You don't tell I'm me what having, to do.
Do you know what the worst bit is, right, with our coffee machine? When you do the bang, when you bang the coffee grounds out of the thing, it goes all over the wall. We'll have coffee bits all over the wall. The room will fucking stink.
Of coffee, which is nice.
No, it's not. What, when you're trying to go to bed, smelling coffee?
I wouldn't be... It would be off by 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, magically, the smell of coffee would magic... Our kitchen always smells of coffee.
Which coffee is great if you want to sell your house, isn't it?
Oh, God. No, we're not... But stop doing weird stuff to the house. I'm beefs about this later. Oh,
I
tell you what.
I want to do a poll about this on Twitter. Not that I'm shit. I'm so shit on Twitter. Take it back. I take it back. Right,
if you're listening, the guys who do the smart polls every week, coffee machine in the bedroom. Should you put a coffee machine in your bedroom? Not if you are older, living with your parents. I'm talking if you're a married couple and you've got the run of the house yourself, right? Mm. I don't know how you're going to fit that in here.
My auntie
characters.
Used to have a tease mate. My auntie Kath.
What? What's a tease mate?
So a tease mate or a tease mate, it used to be on the side of our... bed.
Right.
It was an alarm clock that would go off and make you a cup of tea.
Oh my God, I'd heard about these.
Yeah, me Auntie Kath had one.
Wow.
And I think me Nana had one as well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an alarm clock, but it was also a kettle.
Yeah.
It would start boiling water.
It would
water
just start boiling the water and you'd have a cup of tea first thing in the morning.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, it's genius. I don't know why they went out of fashion.
Because no fucker bought them because it's stupid.
It's not.
It's absolutely stupid.
Like, do you know how happier I would be in life? I'm not, honestly... There's not many things that I need, right? Mm. I'm quite low maintenance. And right. I am.
Right.
Although that dickhead on Instagram thinks I'm not,
we'll
I am.
We'll talk about that. Right. I need to know what they are.
Right, can't wait. I'm quite low maintenance, but honestly, it would bring me so much joy if I woke up in the morning, right? Hi, Robin, put Netflix on. And Rafe can watch it as well. He's got eyes. He's getting older.
Great.
He loves a telly.
Absolutely great.
If I could just have 15 minutes to sit in bed and have a cup of coffee. First thing, right?
I know what you mean.
I'm saying, right, let's leave Rafe snappy for a bit longer.
Yeah.
He's fine, right? Just sit them there. First thing, as soon as you open your eyes, coffee on, 15 minutes, right. and then you can go, right, now let's get started.
You need a coffee machine alarm clock, which is also Bernard's watch. So you can just click it, time stand still, and you can sit.
There's no way,
you're a parent of two kids, no way it's going to happen.
I'll stop you right now. We don't need an alarm clock. Mm. I set my bastard alarm every day for 20 past seven.
Yeah.
I'm already fully dressed onto my third cup of coffee when it goes off. I laugh my head off. Every day I'm like, oh, great. Morning me last night, thinking I might get a fucking lie-in.
Morning optimistic, yesterday's Rosie. I absolutely do not like being handed a coffee in bed. Really upsets us.
Oh, I know, I'm telling you, so strange. It's my really favourite thing in the world.
So it's just this thing of just like, right, wake up, and just hoying a cup, and you wake up, neck that. I'm like, fuck off. Yeah, down that quick, we're gone. Like, fuck that.
I love it.
Have I never told you about Simon?
Who is Simon?
Right.
We don't know anyone called Simon.
So, as I said, I'm going out today, obviously, with Carl Hutchinson, friend of the podcast. Me and him are. The reason we're recording this now at like 11 in the morning is because me and Carl are out on a sesh after this because the pubs are open again.
You'll be coming home vomiting all over,
so,
as you do.
When me and Carl first started stand-up, we stayed at... We did this gig somewhere in the Midlands, right? Or it might have been sort of... I can't remember where it was, but it was in this really lovely little country pub, right?
Right.
And the deal was you didn't get paid that well for the gig, but you got free drink and you got to stay in the guest house above the pub. You remember this?
Always.
Early days of show business, right? So you don't get paid much and you get to stay upstairs. So I stayed in I think there was like a double bed, there was a sofa bed. I stayed in the double bed, Carl was on the sofa bed. And then in the morning, literally about 10:30 in the morning, right? We were both sort of stirring, slightly hungover, a bit like, Simon was the manager of the pub of the place, right?
Right.
And a waitress walked past, I shit you not, right? A waitress or a lady who worked there walked past our room at 10:30 in the morning and shouted, Simon, your burger's ready! And I looked at the clock and I looked at Carl and I went, 10:30? He's having a burger, the dirty sod! So that I always think of that.
Oh,
I always think of that. Half 10 in the morning, that's, Simon, your burger's ready.
It's a bit different to a coffee.
I feel the same. I feel like I was woken up by the fact that that dirty
Simon
rotten
was having a burger.
Aye. So then obviously it got, for years, we dined out on, you know, Saturday. It just got more ridiculous. So every time we spoke to each other, it would be like, Simon, your paella's ready. Or, you know, Simon, your lasagna's ready.
How have I not heard that?
I don't know, but it's Simon your burgers. So any time anyone has anything too early, it's like, oh, Simon, he's doing a Simon.
Do you know, it's funny that you should say that. Mm. Have I ever told you about the time when I was in a band and we went to a big castle,
right,
in Scotland to do a gig?
Right.
And it was really strange because this lady hired us, and I think she had something to do with stagecoach buses. I think she might have owned it. I don't know, right? Anyway, this mansion, castle thing,
Yeah.
We got there, and our kids were just on quad bikes in the garden, and Fantastic. We were like, what? What is this life?
Wow.
And we did it in her sort of living room, but it was like a ballroom for just all our friends and family. We did a fully blown gig.
Wow.
Like singing, dancing and all that.
Yeah.
And they had a cottage and they were like, right, yeah, you can come and do the gig. And then the cottage is empty if you want to stay there for a few nights. Cottage is empty. And it was beautiful. It was like this 5-bedroom cottage. But you know, as a fully grown human now with a mortgage and everything, right? So I must have been 20 at the time. We went and we did the gig. And I think like 70 quid or whatever was the nightly rate.
Hey, Canny, not bad for a night's work.
Not bad for a night's work. I mean, really shit if you go to Devon.
Right, yeah.
I used to go to Devon for 70 quid.
I mean, you've got to stick the fuel and the food on there, but yeah.
Shit. But loved it. But what I'm saying is, it was the kind of job that I don't think other people have experienced. So I went, did a gig for 70 quid, and then I stayed there for another 2 nights.
Wow.
For nothing.
That just paid for itself.
I know, but in real life, if I had a mortgage, it's like, well, I can't just stay. I need to work.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Can't just stay for an extra 2 nights for nothing.
Excuse me, Mrs. Ramsey, you've missed your mortgage payment. Can I pay you in a 2 night stay in a cottage that I just got given? Because I don't have any actual money, but if you want to go and stay there for 2 nights, have it done on the quad bike. Will that cover me month?
Yeah, that was good fun, actually.
I know what you mean.
We got a tip. We got a really big tip, which was nice. And then we went to the games room with all of the kids.
Fucking games room. These people.
It was
this is
insane.
Amazing.
The kids were really sweet. I say kids were our age. Mm. They were all in the games room playing pool and that. So we stayed there, had a little drink. And then they were all going to see Elton John. And they were going to see Elton John the next day.
Sorry.
It was insane.
I'm starting to... did you dream this?
No, it really happened.
Are you sure? Was this real?
It really happened, I swear.
Sounds like a dream.
I wonder if they listen to the podcast.
I don't know.
I was
sounds
there.
Like a dream, though.
We did a medley. We did like a Grease medley.
This is tragic. Stop trying to make these people remember. Stop what? It.
It was. Hey.
This is awful.
But honestly, I'm not even joking.
If you're listening, get in touch. I don't want to borrow your quad bike.
They were talking about the Elton John thing and they had tickets.
Wow.
But we had to go home.
Right, okay.
I was like, fuck this life. I've got to go home. Yeah. Oh, good times. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. So Saturday night, we had a little bit of a soiree. You're allowed people around your house now.
Oh, we did, aye.
Got a little bit merry, and then we were
merry.
Going to bed.
Chris actually has put a dint in the new fridge because he was pissed putting wine bottles in the fridge. And
it's one of them metal American kind of fridges, and I had the freezer doors on the left and the normal fridge doors on the right, and I was putting wine bottles in and I was turning to talk to someone and I just basically just fucking smashed a wine bottle.
But I just want to clarify, if that was me.
Oh, you break everything.
Oh,
aye.
And you let us know.
Let's talk about the Hoover.
Let's talk about the Hoover. No one wants to
Let's
hear
talk about
the
fact that I have just had to buy a brand new cordless Hoover. There are a few fucking quid. I've had to buy a brand new cordless Hoover because in the old house, right, which you hadn't really told us about. Basically, your mum was hoovering for us the other day, Sandra, saint, thank you. She was hoovering for us the other day and it kept getting clogged.
Mm.
So I took it all apart and I looked in and I was like, there's loads of stuff caught in the middle here. There must be something big.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like a knife and I took all the stuff out and I was like, this is like candle wax or something, but it hasn't dried. It's still like white and sticky. And you went, oh, that might be me. And I went, sorry, what? And so explain what you dropped, suet?
Suet.
So suet is
basically... What is it called? You make mince and dumplings with it.
It's basically like lard. It's lard pellets. Little lard pellets.
Yeah.
You drop them in the old house and you hoover them up with the brand new cordless
hoover. In my defence, when they went on the floor, I forgot that they were like really soft because they looked hard. Like
So you pulled the slightly soft lard things into a boiling hot overheating Hoover.
Yeah.
And now the entire inside of the Hoover is just lined with lard.
Yeah.
So you Hoover up a bit of fluff off the carpet and it just sticks in the middle.
Yeah.
You Hoover for half an hour and you go, there's no dust in here because it's all inside. You can't even see it.
I'm really sorry about
yeah.
that.
So let's, yeah, a little dint in the all fridge
right,
door.
All right, fair enough. Right, okay. Yeah. What did I say on Saturday?
So,
because I don't really remember.
We got the level of drunk where you forget you've got kids and then in the middle of the night your kid cries or your kid gets up in the morning and you go, oh my God, I shouldn't have got drunk. I've got kids.
Yeah.
We were busy going to bed and I was emptying, we've got one of them sterilizers that goes in the microwave. Mm-hmm. You put the water in it and you put the baby bottles in it and you sterilize it. And I got the bottles out of it and I went, Rosie, there's little black things in here. Can you remember? I went, there's little black little specks in here, little black specks in the sterilizer on the bottles and stuff. What are these?
What was it?
You went, that'll just be where the water's burnt. And I went, what? And you went, well, it's been in for too long and the water's burnt. I went, what? The water's burnt? You went, yeah, it's like too hot. You can burn it. I went, you can burn water. It doesn't just evaporate and turn into steam. You went, no, you can burn it. And you walked out the room and I got my phone out and I wrote it. It was so stupid. It sobered us up. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh. So there you go.
So it...
Do you still believe you can burn water? So you think if I put a pan on...
I don't think you can burn water, but I think it would leave something in the thing, if it's burning the thing. No?
No, you said...
What was it then?
Obviously just a little bit of dirt or some shit or something or some... Probably maybe I had to clean the thing the next day. Maybe there's some grime or some residue inside the thing and that's burnt.
Right.
Of dirt. But you...
But not the water.
Right.
Oh, Chris, I don't know.
So...
Precipitation.
If you think you can burn water, what the fuck are firemen doing spraying fires with water?
I know that... wait, Christopher. I know water evaporates.
Right.
But if there's no water left, if all the water has evaporated, then what happens? Stuff burns.
Not water, though, because you've just said it's
right,
all
okay,
gone.
Well, not the water, but the other stuff.
So you can't burn water.
Right, yes, you can't burn water.
Got to the bottom of it, there we go. You can't burn water. Tune in next week for more absolute bollocks.
Tune in next week for science.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Right, what's the crack with Instagram, then? Who's bullying you?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, Instagram.
Can we just, first of all, say... That 99.99999% of the people on there say nice things.
I love them. Absolutely love them.
It's the odd one person every 3 days that goes, actually, I think you'll find it something. You go, oh, man, go fuck yourself.
Oh, I just hate them. Hate them with every fibre of me being.
Just those people,
just
not everyone else.
It's 0.01%. It's this tiny little percentage. Mm-hmm. But I just hate them. And they've never got a face, so I don't know what they look like, so I can't hate them in my dreams as well. Anyway... No, I put something on about you because you get your back scratcher out every time we're on a bloody Zoom. A really important meetings, right? Chris will get his back scratcher out and start scratching his back. And I'm just like, stop it.
I need
to get this out while it's on my head, right? Before we worked together, I knew that you did all these things. And I knew that our management just kind of accepted you and you were like, right, well, he's just a bit, you're eccentric and you're just a bit intense, right?
Right.
But now I'm there in the meeting with you.
Right.
And you get your back scratcher out and I'm like, Chris, this meeting's going to last 15 minutes. You can wait to scratch your back after.
Right. If I have an itchy back and my back scratcher is on the desk, as it is, it used to be in my toiletry bag from when I went on tour because you weren't there to scratch me back, right? Mm-hmm. But now I'm on tour at the minute, so my back scratcher. And can I just say as well, everyone
there...
Everyone thinking that it's like a big, long back scratcher / shoehorn that you buy in the Costa del Sol in the 90s. It's not. It's bloody smart little thing. It's black and silver and it's telescopic and it looks like a pen and then you pull it out and
it's
you...
It's not necessary, though.
If I'm sitting there and I've got an itchy back and I can see it, I will not listen to that meeting. If I've got an itchy back and I can see a back scratcher on the table, there is no chance that I'm listening to what they're saying.
Listen. All right, okay. Well, I might need a poo. And I'm sat down. Oh, I might just shit myself.
No. Yeah, analogy falls apart.
Why?
Because you can't see your toilet and you're not sitting on a toilet.
Sat down, though.
Yeah, but what? You just shit on chairs, do you?
Anyway, it's just the fact that you can't hold yourself together long enough. right? Yeah. And I know that everybody knows that, and I know the management know yet that about you, but I just sit there, and because you kind of will come as a package, I get a bit embarrassed, right? And I'm like, oh, they must think, what are you fucking married to? Anyway.
Do you want me to buy you a back scratcher? Is that what this
is? They're great inventions. I'll borrow yours, not while I'm on a Zoom.
Shouldn't share back scratchers. I've seen it. Caught COVID and that.
All right, is it back fluff? So anyway, I put something on Instagram, you know, jokingly, jovial, slagging you off.
Right.
And some dick was like, you're horrible at him. Let him scratch his back. Won't you? And I was just like, oh, are you fucking, you marry him?
I agree. Right, where is no, I have to follow this person? I feel like it's my soulmate. But was it a boy or a girl?
It was a lady, right, a cool, woman. Cool. But I just feel
if you're listening, get in touch. Do you want to do a podcast?
it'll be keep fun. It'll be loads of fun.
It'll be ambient noise. It's 20 minutes of me scratching me back. And in the background, you hear her going, go on, give it a good scratch. Good lad. Is that nice? And I go, yeah. She goes, good, good lad.
Good for you.
So that'll be out on everywhere you get your podcasts very soon.
Coinciding with this one. No, but I just thought, you give as good as you get. But I've had that a lot recently. I got a tweet as well, actually, right. From a man, right. Stupid man.
Quite right.
He said, I used to always agree with Rosie, but now I find that she's a bit awful and Chris, I feel sorry for Chris.
Finally, the tides are turning.
Do not.
Guys,
please,
if you're listening,
no.
The revolution has started. Viva la revolution!
Explain. See? Explain to the people how much of a nightmare you are to live with. Please explain, because wow. I can't be dealing with this
what a sentence.
Bullshit that I'm getting on social media.
Listen.
No, don't. I don't. Please don't, Chris.
I feel like if you look across all platforms, if you look at social media and then you look at this podcast, I feel like we all give as much as we get.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I feel like we both give as much as we get.
I love you loads. I really do.
And I like you as a friend. Give us some space.
And I just, as well, in my defense, right, because I feel like I'm losing this battle. We've been doing this podcast during the global pandemic, and yeah, I was pregnant for a lot of it, and I couldn't have a drink. So I think I dipped.
I
had a really big dip, guys. I'm really sorry. I was really depressed for a while. And if I took that out on my husband live on here, then I apologise to you having to listen, and I apologise to you, Chris, for being nasty.
No. Well, I don't think you should apologise. I think it's entertaining. No better than, are we, man? No better than watching people have an argument.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, you're welcome.
I've missed that, actually.
Watching people
That's one thing I've missed during COVID.
I know what you mean.
Watching people fighting.
I've been known to stop my car.
Oh, wow, mate. Yeah. Rubber neck into the max, you kidding us? I love a bit of rubber neck. What's going on? Yeah. Love you.
Love you too.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Babadoo, 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 ba. May or may not have a new little segment.
Oh, God.
It may not go in. So if you're listening to this, then it's been good enough. But if you're not, then it's not in.
Brilliant.
So Nana Bridget came around last week.
Yes.
For the little piss up on Saturday night, which was lovely. She brought a few books for her. Because well, we've got the library, which is the most pathetic library in the world. It's got near books.
Yeah, so the people we brought this bought this house off were extremely well educated, mm-hmm. and you know, and literary.
Yeah,
and we are not.
No.
And they had a they've got a lovely room that we've kept because it's really nice. It's
beautiful.
Shelved beautifully.
Beautiful.
It's a lovely chill out room, mm-hmm. and it is called the library. We've got about, they may have had, I would say they had in excess of 1,000 books. And I
easy,
think
if
we've
not more.
Got about 20.
Something like that. We've got Philip Schofield's.
Three of which are ours.
Yeah, we've got Philip Schofield's autobiography twice.
Twice, got that twice, big up the Schof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got, there's, yeah. So anyway, mm-hmm. me Nana has been bringing books forward.
Okay.
And this, I'm really chuffed she's brought this because this, yeah. this selection, there's three of them. These have been on my Nana's shelf for as long as I can remember. Look how faded
right.
that is.
Right,
one
yeah.
side's been in the sun, the other
so
hasn't.
So hold on. So just, I mean, obviously it's an audio medium. We've got
sorry,
a visual.
Okay, go on.
So this is a little box. So uh-huh. imagine, guys, a box that you would get. I mean, there's three books in it,
yeah.
but it, what you would get like a set of DVDs or a set of videos in like a
trilogy.
Box, a trilogy. It's a book trilogy mm-hmm. box, and it's got sunflowers on it. And mm-hmm. yeah, one side is fucking white, and the other side has got the colour yeah. on still. Okay, so what are these?
So she brought these
right
for us,
uh-huh.
and she said, and this is the nice because me Nana listens to the podcast.
Uh-huh.
She's a mucky little pup, so uh-huh. everything we say, she doesn't mind. She's yeah. great. She said that she wants to give us these, and she said we should read them out. On the podcast, she thinks people would really like them.
Okay.
And what they are, I've looked at these books all my whole life on her shelf okay. and I never knew what they were. It's like little quotes, like inspirational quotes.
Oh.
Well, because me Nana didn't realise that Pinterest is a thing and stuff.
Right.
So I didn't want to say it
sorry,
to my Nana.
So this is book Pinterest.
This is book Pinterest.
Holy shit.
Uh-huh. And with we're being a marital, you know, if we ever get an award, we'll be mm-hmm. in the relationship. We might be in the relationship section because,
yeah.
you know, we're married in that. So.
Well, what have you got an award? What are you talking about?
Well, I know.
Multiple awards.
I know. We are actually up for an Aria as well this
week. Up for an Aria.
Yeah.
And a trick award. Bish, bash,
bash. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is the one. There's one called Success, One Day at a Time. There's one called Happiness, One Day at a Time. But this is Love, One Day at a Time.
Okay.
And I thought what I could do uh-huh. every week
yeah.
is skim to a page.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to be on it. And I'll read the little thing,
okay.
the little section of it. Do you like that?
That's lovely.
Okay. I've got some music.
Of course you have.
On my laptop. So I'm just going to skim to the page. I'm going to put my telephone voice on.
Okay.
So if anybody wants me to do voiceover on anything, I am available.
Okay.
Get in touch with Lee Hammerman from Avalon. She's my agent and she's lovely. So here we go. Oh, The Couple's Enemies.
The Couple's Enemies.
What's this? Oh, this might be a bad one. Okay. Oh, it's a question.
Question?
Oh. I don't want a question. I want a quote.
God, fuck this stuff.
Oh, well. Here's another one.
Jesus.
What men like.
What men like.
Jeez, okay.
I'll be honest with you. She just turned the book round. Short paragraph.
It is.
Couple's Enemies was a full page. This is a paragraph.
So this is by Deirdre D.
Okay.
I hope this is... when was this wrote? I hope it's not inappropriate. We'll see.
God knows.
Most women know what men like. Men like to be spoiled. What the fuck is this?
No, she's right.
They like to be complimented and to yep. be told that they are the most handsomest and the strongest of all.
100%.
They like to be served and they like to see their woman in the kitchen. Wait.
Quite right. This is banging. This is spot
no,
on.
Sorry.
This is spot on. It's like you're inside my head.
Okay. Preparing their favourite dishes.
Yep.
Men like to be right even when they pontificate on a topic they
quite
know
right.
relatively little about.
100%.
Men like to give orders and to see others obey them.
Damn right.
Men
stop,
like
stop
to make love
stop.
Whenever they want to.
Continue reading. That's the order. Go that one again.
Who wrote
make
this?
Love whenever
I
they
feel
want
like
to.
I might have.
No, come on.
Not done this right.
This is
okay.
Great.
Make love when they want to. Men like women who forgive them no matter what.
Damn right.
And who give them the freedom they need to do whatever they want.
Damn right.
While most women know what men like, women aren't willing to give it. Why? Because women want the same things. I don't get. Is that? And that's by Deirdre D.
I think you're turning music off.
Right.
That is.
Is that a joke?
When was this book written?
Right.
What
let's
the
have a
actual
look.
Fuck?
This has been on my Nana's shelf for a long time.
It'll be the inside of the first page.
Okay.
Goodness me, you've written a book.
1998.
Sorry, what? Where did this person live?
1998.
When did Deirdre D write that?
I don't know. Is that basically saying like you treat your man like amazing?
I mean, it sounds like it was written by Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, Nana. Oh, Nana. Oh,
hey, dip into that every week. That's fucking genius.
Right, we'll
genius,
read another one next week.
That's amazing.
Oh, look, there's a look, she's left little notes. That's on our moral code.
Well,
I'll read it next week, but...
Our moral code, look forward to that.
Can I just say that did not sound like my Nana and Granda's relationship at all.
Well.
She ruled with an iron fist, so she did. Jimmy just did what he was dealt. Oh, Jim. Well,
but was he able to make love whenever he wanted to? That is the main
I mean, that's
question.
Something that I don't ever really want to know.
Okay, we'll get her on the phone next week.
Thanks, Nana. As if I picked that one.
Listen,
Christ.
As long as it fills the shelves in that room, I couldn't give a fuck. I'll be on my third Schofield in a while at this rate.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris. Oh. Rosie, hello, it's me, Belinda.
Hello.
Listen, I've just got to be really quick. I just wanted to cut and clean the Rosie.
Right.
It was me. It was me. Listen, I've got about 16 accounts.
Right.
I'm a troll.
Right. Yeah.
And it was me. So I just want to say sorry because I didn't mean it.
Right.
I honestly, if anything, I think Chris is punching with Rosie. Yeah. All the time, but I just had to get it out there. Right. I'm really bored. Yeah. I haven't got much going on, so I do troll a lot of people.
Right, okay.
I follow all the Instagrammers.
Right.
Got them all on there.
Right, okay.
16 accounts, all right. Different names and that. Numbers, get away with a lot when you got numbers on there. Couple of dog photos. Oh, mate, I've been doing it for years.
Right, okay. Why?
Just feel a bit of power, you know what I mean? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you make any money off it, or...?
No, I've got a lot of friends, a lot of other trolley friends.
Oh, okay, aye.
Yeah, get together, you
trolley
know.
Trolley dollies.
Aye, that's what we call ourselves, the trolley dollies.
You can't steal that, I just said it.
No, that's my nicknames.
Great.
So, aye.
Do you think maybe you should stop?
Never. Love it.
How do you feel when they reply to you?
Oh, I'll get a buzz when they reply. It's like, love it when they reply. Right, Chris, okay. I can't do this because I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Right, okay then. See you later.
Bye.
Tragic, that life.
I know.
Can you stop using your alter egos to big yourself up and put me down, please?
Never.
Tragic. Absolutely tragic. Now, listen, guys, just to let you get behind the curtain here, sorry. Just in a little pause break there of recording, Rosie said that we shouldn't do the beefs this week because we had already had a go at each other quite a lot.
I do, yeah.
So would you want it instead?
But I don't know what the people want.
Right.
I think that they do quite like listening to us argue, which is strange. Well, listen, and I'm happy to do that.
As a little flip side.
Live long day.
Right. Mm. Why don't we instead, just this week, say something that we like about the other person? Yeah, fuck that. Right, my beef with you this week is...
I couldn't think of anything.
And this beef, actually, right, this has been long-standing, and I said this beef, but I said it on the episode a few weeks ago that I accidentally got deleted. So you actually got away with this beef.
Oh, rehashing.
Oh, I can, because you did it again the other night, and I'm... Right, so one of my beefs in the past, I think, has been the fact that sometimes we will finish watching the telly, and you'll go, should we go to bed? And I go, yeah, let's go to bed. And I stand up and I turn the telly off, and you pick your phone up, and you sit staring at your phone, even though you've said, let's go to bed. You lie on the sofa for another 10 minutes staring at your phone, right?
Yeah.
You've stopped doing that, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You've now upgraded that to you say, let's go to bed. I say, yes, let's go to bed. I stand up, turn the telly off, if we've had a blanket or a throw on, we'll fold that up, we'll put it on the chair, we'll pick up the empty glasses. You disappear out the room, I go and put the glasses in the kitchen, you come back in, and you've come up with a bit of DIY you want us to quickly do before we go to bed.
Don't you dare talk about measuring the rugs.
It's psychotic. The other night, so now you go, just before we go to bed, Chris, can you hold this picture up for us? Yes, they wake up. Chris, just before we go to bed, can we move this sofa? Chris, just before we go to bed, can you put this mirror over here? The other night, which was fucking the best one you've ever done, you went, Chris, just before we go to bed. And I went, don't ask us to move anything or put a mirror up or anything. Just don't, we're going to bed. Guys, you know what you said? She went, so you don't want to get the tape measure and quickly mask and tape out the size of a rug on the floor. 11 o'clock at night, two children, sitting watching telly. Shall we go to bed? I'm knackered. Yes, I'm knackered. Oh, let's quickly get the mask and tape out and mask out the area that a new rug might cover.
Oh, dinner. There's not enough time in the day, Chris.
Fucking nutter.
This is because this is the stuff that keeps me up at night, though. Do you know that?
Why should I suffer? Why should I suffer? Let me sit and watch the UFC and you can just run around the house with a tape measure. I've got the laser one. You can use the laser measure. And you,
I don't know how to use that
masking
shit.
Tape and, oh, honestly. Oh, God. Stop it.
Done?
I am done, yes.
Right, great. I can't wait until tea time tonight.
Aye?
Uh-huh. Aye. What am I having for me tea? Oh, I don't know. Chris, do it yourself. I'm going to watch the UFC.
Oh, yeah, really? Well, enjoy it because I'm going out for a curry with Carl tonight. In your face!
Oh, yeah, you are. Fair enough. I've got loads of beefs.
Great.
They've racked up massively. Oh, really? No, they went a bit sparse because I think I was just busy with Rafe and that. But now he's a bit older, a bit more self-sufficient. You've been getting on me tits again.
Literally a couple of weeks, but okay.
Yeah. So yesterday morning,
mm-hmm.
I got up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that you're still adamant to do the night feeds, even though you do fuck all.
Right, okay.
Right, so he's up for 20 minutes. That's a bullshit.
He's
no,
up for,
don't.
He's up for 40 minutes. He wouldn't go sleep that night. I changed a nappy. He did a loud fart. I got a fright. Woke myself up a bit.
Ridiculous. Doesn't warrant a 3 hour lie in. Doesn't warrant a 3 hour lie in.
It's the getting up and putting the dummy back in every single time.
Yeah, no, I did it.
Which, yeah, you did it. Yeah, you did it. Yeah, but you get a full night's kip, don't you? I get it interrupted.
I don't really get a full night's kip because you do involve me a lot in what you're doing. No, that's bullshit.
Power.
So, anyway, me beef. The beef is, you take Robin to school.
Yes.
Because you can just get ready quicker than me and all that bullshit. I came to wake you up yesterday morning. It was about 7:45.
Right.
I came in the room. Chris.
Yeah.
Chris. Nothing. Right. Nothing. Chris. Still nothing. I squeezed your arm 3 times. You still didn't wake up.
Wow.
I had to shake you to wake you up, right? Wow. What use are you going to be if we ever get burgled?
That just
at that moment
you.
In time, I stood over you and I thought, you are a useless piece of shit. Mm-hmm. If we ever get burgled or robbed or there's a fire, you fat lazy prick, you're going to sleep through it and I'm going to die.
Lazy prick.
Chris, I shouted at you so many times and I squeezed your arm 3 times and you are still lying there.
Wow.
How is that possible?
So I was in a massive deep sleep is what you're saying.
How deep are you going to sleep?
How deep can you sleep? So what you're saying to me is, well I'll tell you exactly
it's 7:45 in the morning as well, though that's not REM.
Just shows how interrupted me night's sleep was.
Oh, whatever.
I rest my case. What's happened? The prosecution has just tied themselves in knots, Your Honour. We will not be cross-examining because they have just done all the work for us.
Oh, yeah. Give them a job. Get him in an ITV drama, will you? Stat.
Babadoo, 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 bab. It's time for questions from the public.
From the public.
Public. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us everything. And as well, I was thinking the other day, right? If you're ever sitting there thinking, well, I haven't read mine out yet, and I've sent one, and I've just heard a story, and mine's better than that one, just resend it. Resend it again. We've got someone going through all the emails. They'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
I just don't
want anyone sitting out there thinking, why are they ignoring mine? Well, I haven't ignored it. We just get absolutely loads. But at the same time as saying we'll get absolutely loads, I'm saying send more.
I've got questions today from 2019.
Oh.
Because we have got a lot of...
The before times?
Yeah, I know.
Questions from the before times?
I know. It's really sad because people are talking about actual office polls.
Question from the before times. Four times. Before times. Yeah. That should be a new section.
I know. What's the lovely lady's name who's going through them? Faye?
Faye's going
through them and she is getting them right back from the beginning.
She's doing really well.
Some great stuff. Right, okay, this is one for you, for we're here. Right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Rosie and Chris, my question is, when watching comedy alone, do you laugh out loud? It's a bit of a backstory, right? I'm asking this because a previous boyfriend was watching the IT Crowd for the first time as recommended by myself. I went upstairs to put my son to bed and was listening out for his laughter. I wanted him to enjoy it as much as I do and thus verify that we were on the same wavelength.
Right.
That's true. I never understand couples who don't laugh at the same stuff.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I always think...
And there's nothing worse than when you go to someone, look, this is really funny, you got to watch this.
And they don't like it.
And they don't like it.
Yeah, that's bad crack. So, he'd watched a couple of episodes and not once laughed. She didn't hear him laughing.
Right.
I thought he must have fallen asleep. When he came to bed, I asked him if he had enjoyed the programme and he said, yeah, it was really funny. I then asked why I hadn't heard him laughing and he said, you don't laugh when you're on your own. I'm not going to lie. found this a little psychotic. Yeah,
psychotic. Is psychotic,
which later was to prove psychotic. Accurate. Mm.
That is absolutely psychotic.
And then she's put, so when watching comedy alone, do you laugh out loud?
Well, yes, because laughter is real laughter, true laughter is involuntary.
See, yes and no. Although, actually, I watched a reel on Instagram.
I was just about to say, Rosie, I laughed, don't you dare. Yeah. I hear you in another room on your phone cackling away all the time.
Fair enough.
So, it's a roller coaster of emotion actually listening to you cackling, because sometimes we'll be like, where is she? What are you doing? And you laugh for a bit and I go, oh, there she's laughing. And you laugh a bit more and I go, a bit too much, a bit annoying now. And then sometimes you laugh loads and then I hear a door open and I go, oh, she's going to shout at us to come and watch whatever piece of shit on TikTok she's just seen.
So. Honestly, I just want to let you all know, Chris hates people. You just hate people. And I think as a comedian, you hate that there is now a social media platform where people are quite funny. Normal, run-of-the-mill people make me laugh on a regular basis.
You've hit the nail on the head.
I want to give a shout out to somebody.
You've hit the nail on the head. Can I just say, I was going to try and defend myself.
Yeah, no, you're pissed off.
I'm going, what are these fucking muggles doing their funny fucking videos? Have you done the circuit, you cunt? Eh? Have you driven to Grimsby on a Thursday for 40 quid? Eh? Have you heard Simon Your Burgers ready at 10:30 in the morning? Eh? Have you been paid less than what the petrol cost to get to Manchester on a Wednesday night for a gong competition? You got gonged off in the first 3 seconds for a laugh.
Jealous much. Do you really make me laugh?
I was just going to say, sorry, I felt the same when YouTubers started being a thing and I'd already started comedy and YouTubers were making millions from their bedrooms. I was wrongfully fucking raging with all of them and I apologise.
Big shout out to Kyron Hamilton. He does the teacher impressions.
The teachers in the staff room.
It's hilarious.
All right. He is fantastic. Yeah, really good. A lot of them are fantastic. I'm just being a prick. Just the fact that you then force us to watch them and I'm like... Oh.
Well, it'll all go away. Everyone's got to go back to work at some point.
Yeah.
So all this content's going to just drain away.
Saturdays are going to be busy on the old phone. Jesus Christ. But back to the laughing question.
Mm.
That is... Like true laughter, as I say, is completely involuntary. That's why it's so beautiful. That's why making someone laugh is such a beautiful thing. That's why I'm addicted to it. That's why I love it. That's why I do it as a job.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy either never really laughs at anything or finds anything funny, and then thusly has to put a laugh on when with people to not look like a nutter.
Mm.
And he's learned to put a laugh on to not look like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Right?
It is a psychopath trait.
Or he thinks, well, it's weird to laugh on your own. So the IT crowd's on, rightfully hilarious, and something happens and he just goes like...
Yeah,
and just like suppresses the laugh. He probably came up with a red face.
must not laugh. No, he might do. You never know. Different strokes for different folks.
You don't laugh when you're on your own. You do.
Yeah. Cry a lot as well. Babadoo, 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 ba. Would you like a disgusting question?
Always.
Well, this is for all our male listeners.
Right, that was awful.
Here he is. Great. I'm joking.
Wow.
I'm joking. Do you love that we can do that, though? Because there's two of us. If this was a female podcast, I couldn't get away with that.
Well, we bat for both sides here. Yeah,
it's great. So this is for the lads. Okay, hi, Chris and Rosie. On my stag do last weekend, we were having highbrow discussions over masturbation techniques.
Fantastic.
Okay. My friend told me that when he gets to the point of climax, he pinches the end of his foreskin as it fills with...
Disgusting.
Right, okay.
I am taken aback. I am aghast and I am shocked.
Well, you don't have foreskin, so I don't.
I might be a bit jealous as well.
Jealous,
that is
right.
Always like a new toy to play with. That is manky.
Okay. Once it is filled, like a balloon, he then waddles over the toilet and lets it in the toilet.
The most pathetic! Talk about a walk of shame.
Oh my God. That is a really bad walk of shame.
That's...
It says... He's ripped into him, saying that nobody does this. However, two of the other lads in our group do the exact same thing.
Wow.
So he's put, that's 18.75%. So he's quite well educated.
Imagine getting your calculator out for that.
Might have been really boring stag do.
Oh my God.
And he said, surely this isn't normal. Please settle this argument once and for all. One of the lads tried to argue that it's environmentally friendly as there's no toilet paper wasted.
That was... I'm fucking raging that that was the first thing that came to my mind as well. I was like, he's using the receptacle that God gave him. Is it? But I mean...
That's not what it's for, surely.
Disgusting.
What is foreskin for? To keep it clean?
I've got no idea what foreskin is for. I know, big shout out, Joel Dommett, comedian, does it. He did a routine where he said... I didn't know. I watched Joel Dommett do stand-up and I learned that you can nip the end of it and it can fill with wee if you really need a wee. He's got this routine about him needing... I'm not going to give it away, but he's got this routine about needing the toilet and nipping. Okay. And he was talking about, and I didn't even hear the end of his routine because I was standing there as a man who's never had foreskin just going, oh my God, it can like balloon up. So it can obviously do it on a smaller scale with this.
See, you've
fucking
just,
disgusting.
You haven't had foreskin your whole life, really.
Yeah, no.
Got lobbed off as a kid. Baby. Chris, I've seen, some of them look like polo neck bloody jumpers. Honestly,
when the wind
see, I've
blo-
seen
when-
some foreskin in my time.
Of course,
I'll tell you something.
Slack. when you when the wind blows, does it sound like someone blowing across the top of a beer bottle?
Yeah.
that's manky.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. I mean,
I guarantee it'll be more normal than what you think.
Well, yeah, it will be. There'll be people there who do it, but you know, in this day and age, can you turn around and go, now look, listen here, right? I'm telling you right now, I'm laying down the law. That's a disgusting way to dispose of your spunk. This is the right way to dispose of your spunk. Like, do what you want, but yeah, very interesting.
It's interesting.
It's the little walk I imagine he does, which is like probably quite comedic. Just a little nip and a little waddle to the toilet, and then line up and leave loose and ploop.
Oh, it's the women have that as well.
He'll have to have a bloody good clean of that afterwards. Mm. Christ alive.
Chris, women have that on the toilet.
Right.
The glob.
Oh,
it's awful.
Glob. Is a disgusting word.
Mate, try living through it. Glob. Sitting on that toilet, globbing yourself empty. Oh, vile.
Globbing yourself empty.
I'm so sorry. Listen, Nana.
This is terrible. Nah, your Nana can shut up. The bloody sexist books you brought.
I know.
Bloody written by one of the characters from fucking Mad Men.
What's his name? Donnie?
Don Draper.
Don Draper's autobiography.
Don Draper's Guide to Life.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. This made me laugh. Just remembering it from yesterday. After this week's episode about the Cadbury's project, I thought you'd like to hear a story about my sister. Do you remember ages ago when I chatted about in year six, I did my project was about Cadbury's World.
Yes.
Still haven't invited us. Whatever, not bitter.
They know how much they'd lose.
I'd really like to go.
It's not worth it.
I want to go.
The PR they would get from you saying, look, I'm here on your Instagram, wouldn't cover the amount of chocolate they would lose that day. You and your ma lying in your fucking pockets. So I don't blame them. They're probably running a mile.
And Robin.
Yeah, and Robin, yeah. Oh,
honestly, it would be the only time that I'd say to Robin, I'd say, Robin, you can eat, like, vomit. I don't care.
Robin, have you not heard? It's a special day. Stealing's good today. Just for today, Santa said.
Oh, I can't wait. Okay. When my sister, Naomi, was at primary school, she was so obsessed with chocolate that after her Kit Kat at break time, she would keep the foil and sniff it in the glass. I love her. Because that's something I would do.
That's mint. That is mint.
Oh, I love her. I love her so much. So, what...
I just imagine a silent class, like silent reading, everyone, 15 minutes, just a tiny rustle. Oh, yes, that's the stuff. Over the mumbled reading of Kin.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. I would do the same.
I respect it.
Yeah. One day, she had rolled it and sniffed so hard that it shot up her nose. And wouldn't come out. The school called my mum, who tried everything to get it out, even pepper up the nose to try and make her sneeze. Nothing worked, and they had to take her to hospital.
Oh, God, that is fucking wonderful.
She was already on the waiting list to have her tonsils out. And So she got bumped up the list and had to have both her tonsils out and the file removed.
Oh,
God. Oh, hey. Beautiful, that, like. Beautiful. Stop boffing Kit Kat tinfoil, would you? Speaking of, have I ever told you about how I got so bollocked off my mum and dad when I was younger? I also liked the Kit Kat. I think Kit Kats were something that, I think they were cheap. Were they cheap?
I don't know.
Because we always had Kit Kats in. If we were ever getting treats, it was always a Kit Kat.
Right,
so anyway, I had Kit Kats. And what I used to do was I'd put the fire on, the gas fire, and I'd hold the Kit Kat up against the fire to melt it in my hands. I've always enjoyed doing that. I still do it now. Still do it now. So anyway, I held it too close and I got chocolate on the glass of the fire.
Brilliant.
And it didn't come off. It burnt and it was just knackered.
Really?
So just I knackered chocolate. The full fire.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I got bollocked.
Yeah, yeah.
Still did it the next time.
I remember, I did a similar thing. Can you remember Mini Boglins?
Mini what?
Mini Boglins.
No.
So Boglins were like little goblin kind of things.
Right.
And you could get loads of jellies. Different sizes of them. No, no, they were toys. Someone we talked about recently, someone sent us a photo of one. You could get
Mini
one that was like a puppet. You get them in a packet from the newsagent. You know, sometimes you get like monster wrestlers in my pocket. You get football cards. A thing, basically things where you buy it and you don't know what's in it.
Yeah.
You get a different one.
I don't remember them.
Mini Boglins were like little rubber, little goblin things. And I remember I was sitting in the living room and I touched the tail of one on the gas fire. Oof. And it obviously just melted immediately. Yeah. And my dad was like, what are you doing? And he had to like let the fire cool down and like scrape it off. And I got bollocked for that.
Oh, so we've all done that.
Yeah, yeah. I think every kid at some point has tried to touch the
melt
fire.
Melt something on the gas fire.
It's weird, isn't it? Fire is hot is something you have to learn.
This is the thing. You can't avoid it. I think everyone needs to burn themselves to realise.
To a level, to a degree, not like.
No, I mean, I'm saying, save your hand. It's got to be like.
So many times with kids, man, I've noticed it with Robin. You go, don't do that, mate. It's dangerous. Don't do that. It's dangerous. Don't. And I go, do you know what? I'm going to let him do it.
And then
you
fall
over. And I go, see what happened there? The amount of times I've told him, I go, Robin, be careful on there, you'll fall. And he goes, but I'm not going to fall. And I always go, and he can't get his head around it. I go, did you want to knock your teeth out when you're on your bike? Did you want to do that? And he goes, no. And I go, it was an accident, wasn't it? So it could, something that could happen again. And he's just looking at us as if to think.
I mean, you are exhausting to be around because you... No, I tell you all the time, all you constantly do is go, careful, Robin, careful. And I'm like, that does fuck all.
Saying it does nothing other than
irritate me.
Right. Oh, well, I'll keep saying it. That's great.
Great.
That's fantastic.
Great
reason. I was going to back down.
Great. I huffed a little bit there because I just all the time remember we've got that stage coming up with Rafe. God, love him. God, I love him so much. He's absolutely delicious.
He's the best.
But we've got hot.
We've got that coming up.
All of that. Yeah. All of that coming up. Just touching the oven when it's off, going hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
See, I never did any of that. I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, I did it. It's about like 1 year old when they're kind of up and walking and that. You've just got to constantly remind them that's dangerous stuff and go and hot. And yeah, horrible.
Look,
horrible.
Kit Kat rabbit. No, sniff. No, sniff. Hospital. Tonsils. Gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Back to life. Back to reality.
Right, don't sing because there's already do, 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 do underneath and you're singing another song over the top. It's going to be horrible.
All right, sorry.
Horrible listening.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shag My Annoyed with us, and it's now part of the Acast Creator Network, which pays for mortgage. So thank you so much for helping pay our mortgage.
Can you all hear the little huffing in her voice because I told her to stop singing? Unbelievable. Guys, thank you so much for listening, as always. If you want to send anything in, shagmyannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to like, rate, and subscribe in all your little podcast shops, and the tour is still on sale.
Come and see us at the tour.
Yes,
please.
Everything's getting back to normal now. Theatres are going to be opening full capacity very soon, and we're going to fill the bad lads. We'll see you in December. All of September sold out. Shagmyannoyed.com/live for all of the December dates. We'll see you there.
See you there. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.